I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bear Tyler. He's with the Historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee, and they've got a very special evening of entertainment coming up very soon. It's the Mr. Upper Michigan pageant. Here's more with Bear Tyler.
As you may have heard before, it's a playoff of the Miss USA system. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bunch of, last year we had 9 regular Youper guys get up on stage and entertain the crowd, entertain themselves. You know, they had a blast up there. Vicky Crystal and Rusty Bowers last year. This year, of course, Walt will be joining Vicky on stage, which I think is going to just be spectacular. It's going to be very interesting.
It'll be a lot of fun. I know it will
exactly.
be.
Yeah. So we're going to get 9 guys up there. We're going to go through the run through of casual wear, swimsuits, talent, all that fun stuff. Yeah, one of our applicants just realized that there's a swimsuit competition.
Well, that could mean a lot of different things.
Out. I have a Speedo I can loan him.
Oh, geez. A borrowed Speedo. There's so much wrong there. So much.
Well, it's just trying to help.
But that's actually kind of the whole thing here is that this is a fun night, kind of a tongue-in-cheek approach to a pageant, but also to kind of say, hey, just in case you think that a Youper is this, whatever this is, you're going to say, well, there's a lot of different folks.
Oh, absolutely. When I've talked to the people that came last year, and then I'm talking from across the spectrum, from your average homemaker to some CEOs that actually came last year, they're like, this was a real celebration of UP culture. They didn't know if it was going to be like some, the Youper's stereotype. And sure, you know what? We had some of that.
Right.
And then we had some college-educated wine drinking, and then we had everything.
It drives home the point that there is no such thing as your sort of typical Youper, and that's what it's all about in terms of selecting someone that kind of represents a little bit of all of that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But this time, the reason we're here primarily is a very big announcement that's a collaboration between a couple of projects that I've actually been here talking about. One that is not a Historic Vista Theater project, Waiting for Wig, the all-locally shot and produced short film, which we're going to start shooting in, we're going to start shooting it at Mr. Upper Peninsula.
Okay, so they're going to actually be doing some shooting while you're there.
Yeah, we're looking to, I believe we're going to be getting some crowd footage, maybe a little bit of the guys, but mostly we're going to be looking for some crowd footage that we're going to use because we need to, hype up that we're waiting for Wig.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. I see. Well, that is all coming up at the Historic Vista Theater, and there is still an opportunity for guys to sign up if they want to compete.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're about halfway there. I'll be straight honest with you. We're about halfway to the amount of delegates we need, and we've got a couple of verbals still, but we're still looking for some guys. The deadline is a week from this Friday. Mm-hmm. So it still gives you 10 days to prepare. And if you guys come out, it's only 1 day commitment. You just got to come in on that day. You learn a dance this year from Miss Upper Peninsula USA, Elisa Gladwell, who is on our board. So come on, you get to come in and spend all afternoon with Miss UP. That sounds like a lot of fun right there, let alone the fact that you're going to have a blast that night.
Okay, so how do people sign up?
By going to the brand new www.vistatheater.org/MRUP. And there's only 3 rules. You gotta either live or be born in the UP. Because, if you're born here and you leave, you're still a Youper.
Yeah.
And the live part, you don't have to be born here because what's more Youper? Being born here and saying, I kind of like to get out all the time, or choosing to be here.
Yeah.
And you have to be of the male gender.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
And 18.
And over 18.
Yes.
Well, so you want to make sure that they're of legal age to do this. And it is coming up when?
July 8th, the Friday of Pioneer Week at 7:30 p.m.
That's Bear Tyler with the Historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.